Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Mike May, CEO of Sendero, and of course, we're talking about GPS.
Of course. What else is there to talk about?
That's it. So, of course, Sendero GPS 6.2 came out just a little while ago. Why don't you start out by refreshing everybody's memory and letting us, what's the latest in Sendero GPS?
Well, 6.2 is the latest one out there. We have a 6.3 alpha that we're testing, and we did some cool stuff. Some people might have heard about, we called the Blind Army, and that's where a bunch of blind people went out on the streets of San Francisco and generated specific content around elevators at BART stations and bus stops and things like that. So the idea is that user-generated content is something that not just for blind people but for sighted people would be useful in working on the details of what we call that the last 50 feet. You know, the GPS gets you to the building.
Sure.
What do you do once you get there, finding the doorway, finding the elevator? And so this Blind Army did some testing of that, so we have a whole new bunch of point of interest details and tags and things like that that'll be in the next version and that we've tested pretty thoroughly with this group so far.
Okay.
And then there'll be, in our next version, there'll be, of course, new maps. We'll probably have people have been asking for favorites, history lists like you have in a typical word processing program.
Sure.
And we'll have that. And
is that more version 7 that you're talking there, or is that still going to be in 6.3?
Well, it'll be whatever we call the next version, which might be 2010, just to make it
right.
Sync up with the actual map version.
Mm-hmm.
And also because we're operating now on, of course, different platforms. On the
sure.
Geo just came out, and we want to make sure it's clear to people what version they have and which year of maps they have using on the particular product.
Yeah, I know that's led to some confusion with people, but so now Geo is up to the latest. SDK.
It is. And it just came out with Geo. It's version 2, and of course it has to work with Mobile Speak
sure.
version 4. You need both.
Yeah, and a public beta just came out today, I believe, for Geo 2?
The actual release.
Okay. This one's right to the actual release.
But they're still tweaking a few things.
Right.
You know, the nice thing, and as we did with when we released version 6, we fixed some things, added some features, and came out with 6.1 and 6.2 for no charge.
Sure. What else is anything else cool new in GL2 besides, like, I know the older versions you had voice command and some of the other things that were specific to Windows Mobile. Anything about else in GL2 that we should know about?
Well, they take advantage of the address matching capabilities that came along with our version 6, which is always important. If you can't set an address, it kind of
sure.
undermines the product.
Yeah.
And of course, newer maps. So the address matching, newer maps, and some new features and points of interest are all some nice additions.
Sure. Has Sendero taken any interest or position in trying to support the Symbian users who are kind of being left dry with Wayfinder access?
Well, we're still taking the pulse of things and wondering where to go. We were really sorry to see Wayfinder access go away. Of course, it isn't gone, but
right.
The fact that it hasn't been updated since the fall of 2008 is concerning. So I guess it's time to move on and decide. For us, our strategy has been keep expanding GPS offered to as many blind people as possible
sure.
on different platforms. Question for us is, well, what's next? Should it be Symbian,
right.
iPhone, Android, PC?
There's so many.
I mean, eventually it'd be nice if it's all of those, but the next jump is really, we're interested in blind people's feedback, and if anybody wants to lobby us for their favorite platform, we're
right.
listening.
Is it going to be hard to migrate to Symbian, considering Wayfinder was a much cheaper product when it was released, so, you know, typical of the Sendero products are a little more than that. Is that going to make it a little harder to enter that market?
It's all a matter of volume.
So right.
We're looking at ways. We know that affordability is a number one concern, and if we can figure out some way to get things cheaper,
sure.
we do it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned You mentioned the PC product. Now, that's something, you know, several years ago we would not even talk about a PC version. But so are you, do you think that's a little more viable now with netbooks proliferating everywhere? Or?
Well, I think netbooks, but we also hear from a lot of people that they love the virtual mode, and some people that's all they use is the exploration. So the idea is, well, if we could have a PC product that maybe is just an add-on or comes with one of the other products, it would. I'd really see it being used in conjunction with your Braille Note, Braille Sense, PacMate, or Geo.
And in theory, if your code is already compatible with Windows Mobile, and it shouldn't be as hard.
A PC product would be probably, of all the things we've talked about, the easiest thing to do.
Sure. I saw some discussion about Google Transit and the possibility of importing all those feeds.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's part of this user-generated content where we set up a new structure for taking advantage of commercial points of interest, and the main thing being this Google Transit feed, where they have some, I think, 60-plus transit companies that have now contributed their data on the Google site. So our next version will definitely have that capability to do that, or well, I should say definitely. Charles might shoot me. He's right over here, so but no gun on him. But it's we've been working on that for a while, and we just started testing it, so it should be good to go.
All right. So those would be feeds. You'd just be able to go to the Google site and download the one for your city? Or,
As they change that, the transit company changes it, you obviously get the update, and you don't have to be tied to our particular output.
Sure. All right. Anything else that we should be knowing about? Definitely a lot of exciting things going on here, so we do appreciate it.
Yeah, no, glad to. You know, we're always interested in new products. If anybody has any ideas, we've got ear to the ground. I was just at the Consumer Electronics Show and learned a lot there. So we consider ourselves first and foremost in the business of navigation, but we don't close our ears to other possibilities.
Sure. How would users be able to get feedback to you, or how can they contact Sendero?
Contact Sendero by emailing gps@senderogroup.com.
Okay. And your website, of course, senderogroup.com.
Yes.
And you're on Twitter now?
On Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, there's accessiblegps.com is our URL that has links to everything GPS, whether we make it or not.
That is really cool to see that. Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, JJ.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.